allow Zunaida Musa Wadiwala to Zunspirate you. Goodreads is an exclusive book review show on Radio Islam International.
Where it is raining in Indonesia. Alhamdulillah for the lovely rain we have been enjoying this past week. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah. So on the book review program for today, I continue my glow through books theme, meaning I review those books through which you can smile, sparkle, and shine. Now, do you know who a glow getter is? She is a driven, busy gal who strives to achieve her goals in life, and of course, for Muslima glow getters in the Akhirah as well, while attaining a beautiful glow both inside and out. With today being International Women's Day, our social media feeds are bombarded with messages of strong women, heroes who dare to break barriers, disrupt unjust systems, and think outside the box to build more inclusive societies. Alhamdulillah, how blessed we women are to be Muslimas. Our social justice system is perfected to the T, and there is no need to go breaking any barriers nor to break our backs, because our rights and duties are all perfectly provided for us by the Almighty Himself. I often think to myself that women are more free in Islam than in any other religion, and we have been given precedence where we are guided by the Quran and the Sunnah in every aspect of our lives. And we have the examples of beautiful women to show us exactly how to live our lives in a manner that is guaranteed to make us happy. And of course, I've told you before that the happiest girls are the prettiest girls. So do yourself a favor, find true and proper inspiration and be a glow-getter. Only you can stop yourself. And under the Zunspiration slot, I continue with the discussion from my last program titled Proficient with Excellence from the book 50 Candles to Light Your Path by Dr. Abdul Karim Bakr. So on today's book review, the title of the book is Biographies of the Women Companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, The Role of Sahabiyat for Today's Women. There are three authors to this book, Maulana Saeed Ansari Nadvi, Maulana Abdul Salam Nadvi, and Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi. The book has been translated into English from Urdu by Qazi Muhammad Saeed. It was first published in 1980, and the book I reviewed, the second edition, was published in 2003 by Darul Ihsan Urdu Bazar, Karachi, Pakistan. The book is available at most Islamic bookstores throughout South Africa. Now, to be honest, I am so grateful and so honored to be a Muslima from the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah. We have such a rich legacy in the Azwaj al-Mutahharat and the other Sahabiyat radiallahu anhun. Their examples for us will stand the test of time and apply to any culture and any language. It is only up to us to take these lessons and to practice upon them, which means that it is our own responsibility to educate ourselves in this regard. Now, who are these glorious women? How much do we know about them? How can they affect our everyday lives? How can we emulate them if we don't even know who they are? How will their legacy benefit us if we take others as role models? Who would we like to be identified with? Who would we like to be amongst for our reckoning? This is a really beautiful book which outlines the biographies of the most important women in Islam, the flag bearers, wives, mothers, and the daughters who no generation of women thereafter can ever compete with. A lengthy book comprising of 297 pages, the foreword talks about the religious, political, literary, and other active exploits of the women companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They truly excelled in all these fields and so much more. Today, when all eyes are focused on us Muslims, we need to dispel the myth and stereotypical portrait of us as being uneducated and oppressed. Far, far from the truth, because in reality, women are more free and more respected in Islam than in any other religion. If only we could read to learn. If only we could understand. Take hijab with its proper conditions. It is a fard upon every Muslim woman. And this book is a tariqun nisa, a path for women, which is very important and very relevant for today if we are to live truly exemplary lives, if our true intention is only to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Of course, there are many changes in our time, but most important, there should be no change in our values. So come on, sisters, educate yourself so that you can truly live a life of value and benefit, and that you can carry yourself and your values in the Akhirah, which is what we ultimately need to be preparing for. This book has two parts. Part one has three subdivisions. The first is a biography of the holy wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their names, pedigree, marriage, accomplishments, children, etc. are all discussed in detail. The second subdivision covers the same biographic details of the daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the third subdivision discusses these details, discusses details of the Sahabiyat radiallahu anhum. Now, part two of the book discusses the ways of their sacred lives. You will learn so much. I can only give you a few salient points, like their strong acceptance of Islam with all its commands, how they upheld important aspects like Salah, Zakah, and how skilled they were with regards to Tajweed and the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Aspects like their dignity, self-respect, sacrifice, cheerfulness, and endurance, etc. are all covered. And scenes of their social lives, how they donned the veil and hijab, and their other day-to-day dealings are also explained. I need not point out the excellence of these women, but I conclude by quoting the author as follows. The women companions, radiallahu anh, had earned their exalted position in society due to Islam, their high character and amicable social relations. Muslim women, even today, can rise to high positions of respect in society if they follow their great lives, the lives of their women companions, radiallahu anh. And it is the author J.K. Rowling who said, "I do believe something very magical can happen when you read a book." And to this, I have to say that she does have a point, because who you are is ultimately what you feed yourself. And your diet doesn't only consist of what you eat. It is also made up of who you spend your time with and what you feed your mind, heart, and soul with. So reading the right books, just like eating the right foods, can make you healthy and wholesome. With that, I move over onto the Zoomspiration slot, and you will recall we discussed Proficient with Excellence. The author calls the title Proficient with Excellence, and he begins by asking the question, is it possible for each one of us to possess a high personal efficiency, to perform on a super level and to be in the four running roles? Or is this limited only to the highly intelligent, or to those who have studied in excellent schools and universities, or to those who possess wealth? And he says that in answering this question, I say, we are all the servants of Allah the Almighty. All of our affairs are in His hand. Our destinies are executed according to His own will. Yet, we are commanded to seek the ways and means to be successful. If we try to look into the conditions of successful people versus those who fail around us, we can learn the reasons for their success. And remember, in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah the Almighty tells us that Allah Himself does not waste the work of diligent and hard-working people. And then the author went on, and we discussed in the previous program, the first 5 points on how to be a person who can achieve proficiency with excellence. And if you have missed it, then you can always catch the podcast on the Radio Islam website. You can go to podcast and search my name, and you can get the first 5 points. Because for today, I will continue with the last few points. And the author says, point number 6, always carry a small notebook and a pen with you in order to write the great ideas that you hear, or to write your personal notes that may benefit you while drawing your crucial life painting. Point number 7, consult wise and experts. Many a time, the words of an expert save a young man the effort of years of confusion being lost and taking a dead-end road. Point number 8, the author tells us, reward yourselves for every good achievement you make. Enjoy something you like. Practice joy and pleasure through lawful and permissible items. Point number 9, try to acquire new habits that become like golden threads of which you would weave your behavior. Point number 10, always seek balance and moderation. These two items are the sound basis for a happy and successful life. Try to give everyone his or her due right. Point number 11, attention, determination, patience, and perseverance are indispensable qualities for anyone who wants to achieve success. It is up to you to make such qualities your tools during times of prosperity and during times of adversities and difficulties. And the author concludes with the last point, number 12 in this chapter. The success bestowed upon a person by Allah, the Almighty, is his success, his assistance, and grace. So the success bestowed upon a person by Allah, the Almighty, is his assistance and grace. These are actually the essential bases and foundations of success. And these are not acquired and obtained except through sincerity and straightforwardness. So with that, we've come to the end of today's program, the Glow Through Books. I hope you found it as inspiring as I found it to share with you. Do join me next time, and keep well, keep safe, take care, ma'as-salam.